And welcome to Noongar Radio and its Health Matters today with me, Jeff Michael. And today we're talking about flu vaccination and winter health. Now, influenza, commonly known as flu, is a highly contagious disease caused by the influenza virus. All of us are encouraged to get immunised against the flu every year. Even people who are relatively healthy and who rarely get sick are advised to get vaccinated. And getting vaccinated against the flu helps to protect others in the community, including those who are at greater risk of influenza complications, such as young children, the elderly, and those with medical conditions. And joining me today in the studio is Lorraine Penny. She's the Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer at the East Metro Health Service, and Pally Holdsworth, the Program Officer with Department of Health's Communicable Disease Control Team. Welcome, Lorraine and Pally.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay, and yeah, firstly, well, what is the flu and how common is it?
The flu is a disease, as you mentioned, that is spread. It's a virus. It's actually, unfortunately, it's quite common, and it's also commonly mistaken for the cold. So if you get the flu, you actually it's quite a big difference to getting the cold. And it is very common. And as you mentioned, it's not just people who have underlying medical conditions or, you know, chronic illnesses who get the flu. Even healthy adults and especially healthy children, we were finding high rates of the flu, and they got hospitalized, and some people even died from the flu, even if they were healthy. So it's really important that everybody in the community get vaccinated.
Yeah, okay. How is it different from a cold?
So, basically, the flu is quite different from the cold. You know, you liken it to be, if you have a cold, you may have a runny nose, sneeze, you might have sore throat, a cough, you might or might not have a bit of a fever. Whereas with the flu, you definitely would feel the difference. You'd have a much, definitely a much higher temperature with the flu. It can last longer. And more importantly, with the flu, it's like, you know, you just can't get off the couch. You're feeling really weak in your body. So it's quite a lot more severe than the cold. If you've ever had the flu, you wouldn't forget it.
Mm. And I suppose a question that's not on the list here, man flu? No?
Well, no. Unfortunately, there's no vaccine against that just yet.
Okay. Now, when should people get the flu vaccine?
It's really important to get the flu vaccine in late autumn, or as we are in late May or June. So now would be a really good time to get the vaccine. It's important that people are aware. It takes around 2 weeks after you get the shots for the protection to really start working in your body, for your immune system to develop against it. So this would be a really good time to get the vaccine.
Yeah, and why do people need to have it done every year? What was that?
That's a really good question, and we get that quite often. The reason you need to get the flu vaccine every year is because the virus has got so many different strains, over 250 strains, and each year it's a sneaky virus. It changes just a little bit each year, and so when we make the vaccine, we have to make one that we try and match to the virus as much as we can to give you the best protection for that year. So it is year-specific. That's why you have to get one each year.
Okay, so once isn't enough, eh?
Unfortunately not. Not like other vaccines where they give you longer protection for years and years. With the flu vaccination, it's really important that you have it each year, because the WHO, or the World Health Organization, they actually meet once a year, and they'll look at the circulating flu, what kind of strains were circulating in the previous season, and then they will advise us on what the vaccine needs to include. So a new vaccine is developed. It's made each year fresh to try and match as closely as they can to the circulating strains of that particular flu season. So it is important that you get it every year.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll take a musical break, and we'll come back with the flu, or the topic, flu vaccination and winter health, right here on Health Matters. Come to you from the studios of Noongar Radio in Perth, and you've got me, Jeff Michael, here. And joining me is Lorraine Penny. She's the Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer at East Metro Health Service here in Perth, and Paley Holdsworth, Program Officer with the Department of Health's Communicable Disease Control Team. And earlier on we talked about what is the flu and how common is it, and I suppose the time we should get the flu vaccination done. But what if I don't get round to getting the flu vaccination done in May or June, as we talked about earlier? What if I don't get round to having it done?
Yeah, I think it's never too late to get the flu vaccine done. Yeah.
And I suppose what has been your experience with people there when you're trying to get them to get it done? What have they said to you?
I think some people have a bit of questions about getting it, or sometimes side effects and that, or where you can get it for free. But
yes, Paley, what the...
I agree very much with Lorraine. I think she's hit it on the head there. I think we've done a few surveys, not just with the Aboriginal population, but generally as well, and just to see what people think about vaccination and flu vaccination in particular. And she's right. They come back with just general concerns, or not knowing a little bit about the vaccine. They want to know, is it safe? As you know, this vaccine is also offered for women in their pregnancy. They can get it in any trimester, and so pregnant women tend to want to know, is it safe for me? Is it safe for my baby? So we've done quite a bit of surveys on the safety of the vaccine, and we can be very assured that it is a safe and a very effective vaccine. We've looked into adverse events, or some, side effects that you can have from the vaccine. And we've actually found that around 93% of people received the vaccine in 2017 had some reaction. Most of those reactions are local. I received my flu vaccine yesterday, and I can feel a bit of soreness in the arm where I got the shot, and that's quite a common reaction. Sometimes you may also get a bit of a redness or a lump where you got the vaccine injected, and that's also quite common. So you may get a bit of a temperature as well. So those are all very common reactions to vaccine, so most definitely it's a safe vaccine.
And just wondering, who should get the flu vaccine?
There's people that are most at risk, there's pregnant women, which can get it any time throughout their pregnancy. There's children aged 6 months to 5 years, they're most at risk. Also people 65 years and older, Aboriginal people of all ages over 6 months, definitely should have theirs done.
Yeah, and I suppose people always like to get things for free. Can people get the flu vaccine for free?
Yeah, well, there's different dual Yerrigan's medical services throughout Perth. There's one in East Perth, there's one in Maddington, Midland, and Mirrabooka. I know they definitely do it there for free, and also community health clinics. I know they do it.
I suppose if you're out of range of those places you just mentioned, you could visit even your local GP, am I right in saying that?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Okay, and why are Aboriginal people encouraged to go and get the flu vaccine?
We have a big family. Aboriginal people have big families, and it's just maybe someone, is protecting not only yourself but other people within your family. You might have a elder or older person that you may look after that has got underlying illnesses like diabetes, asthma, stuff like that.
Mm. Okay, this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio. We're talking about flu vaccination and winter health. And this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio with me, Jeff Michael. And today we're talking about flu vaccination and winter health. With me in the studio is Paley Holdsworth, the Program Officer with the Department of Health's Communicable Disease Control Team, and Lorraine Penny, who's the Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer with the East Metro Health Service. Now, that's a fairly long title, but what does it mean, Lorraine? What do you do as the health liaison officer.
Yeah, so my main thing that I do is actually do follow-ups on overdue immunisations in the community with children under the age of 12 months.
And how about, say, other ages in the community?
Right, so I mainly work with children under the age of 12. Yeah, so I do the follow-ups, yeah. It's just kids that are overdue, and I just go out and actually go out to their homes or try and contact their parents. And I also help with, getting appointments booked for them and transport if needed. And just give them some information on about the importance of vaccinations and immunisations.
Suppose what excuses have people put to you to say, no, I don't want to do that?
I think some people just don't know how to access.
Yeah?
Yeah, different areas.
But suppose they're happy when they find out that it's free?
Yeah, and it's not as hard really. Like, there's a lot of different community health centres that actually do immunisations. And there's quite a bit of them around Perth. And I know there's a lot of different Aboriginal health teams that actually do transport too. But myself, I do that also, transport and...
I suppose this question ain't on the script either, but can, say, the GP or the doctor go out and visit people and give flu shots at their home if, say, the person's unable to leave home for some reason or another?
We do have home vaccination, but it's mainly more in the regional parts of the country, of the state. Whereas Lorraine has a particularly important role. She looks at the data. We have in Australia, we're very lucky to have a national database, so we can follow through and see, you know, if there are groups of people or individuals who are maybe not fully vaccinated, and her role is particularly about, you know, following up with those people, catching up with those families, and making sure that she gets them vaccinated. So at this point in time, Lorraine can transport them to medical services to get the proper care. But we might look at, you know, vaccinating in the home in the future, but that's not a service that's currently provided.
All right. Okay, and so if someone goes in to the doctor to get their vaccination done, and they might be bringing their children along because they've got no one else to look after them, what do you reckon should happen then? Anyone?
I think it's really important. Usually, as Lorraine already said, you know, Aboriginal individuals usually come, you know, you've got your whole family, and you might have, even if you're not feeling well as mum, you might have to take your kids with you just so that you can get to the doctors. And it's really important when you take your children to the doctors, even for any other reason, that they get their immunisation history checked, you know, because they might be due
And I suppose we kind of touched on this earlier on, but what about people who are healthy but rarely get sick? Do they need the flu vaccination?
Yeah. I would say it's quite important because, speaking about also protecting your family, you know, it might not affect you as much, but maybe there's someone that, you know, you're caring for, or maybe another family member that's got some kind of underlying illness, you know, like asthma or diabetes, you know, heart disease, stuff like that, and it could actually affect them worse than affect you.
And this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio. We'll take another break. And this is Health Matters coming to you from the studios of Noongar Radio, and we're talking flu vaccination and winter health. In with me in the studio is Polly Holdsworth, the Program Officer with Department of Health's Communicable Disease Control Team, and Lorraine Penny, Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer at East Metro Health Service. And I suppose, how early in a child's life can vaccinations be done?
So a child can receive the flu vaccine from 6 months of age and above. In WA, we're very fortunate that the state government has, together with the Commonwealth government, provided funding so that for all Aboriginal people, you can get a free flu vaccine from when you're 6 months right through to your entire life.
Yeah, okay. And And I suppose an obvious question, why should children get the flu vaccine?
Well, I suppose they're just, like, more at risk, really. You know, like, maybe,
Yeah, it's Lorraine is exactly right. They are more at risk. And actually, flu, I know you touched upon this question earlier in the interview. You asked how common flu is. You know, if you were to put it into a graph, and we often hear about vaccine-preventable diseases like whooping cough, you know, pertussis. We hear about meningococcal. That's made the headlines quite a bit, and it's a devastating disease. But if you look at it, flu is so much more common than any of these diseases in our community. And sometimes, I guess, it doesn't get the airtime that some other diseases get. And so it is really common. Children and those, you know, older people as well are particularly at risk of the flu. You know, you have a high rate of people getting sick, of children getting sick and getting hospitalized with the flu. Even children who are healthy otherwise, who don't have underlying medical conditions. And also the other thing to think about with flu is if you do have a medical condition, like Lorraine talked about, you know, you might live in a family and grandma might have diabetes, etc. If grandma was to get the flu, it actually makes it that much more harder for her to recover from it. And she can also get complications like pneumonia, etc., from the flu.
Yeah, okay. And I suppose we talked about this earlier, but in case if people weren't listening then, they just joined us, how we have to have it done each year. Why do people need it done each year?
So each year the flu, it changes, the virus changes, you know, different strains are basically out there and made. So the vaccine changes.
So, okay, and a bit of an unusual one, but I'm going to ask it. Is there anyone who shouldn't get the vaccine?
The flu vaccine, just like other vaccines, does have some contraindications, which means that there is a small group in the community who are probably who shouldn't receive the vaccine, and those are people who've had a very strong allergic reaction or what we call an anaphylactic reaction, either to the vaccine or any component, any ingredient in the vaccine. They are really the only group in the community who shouldn't receive that vaccine, but it's a very, very small number of people.
Yeah, just out of interest, how is it made or what's in it? I've heard that you use the egg white in it. Is that right?
The flu vaccine is an inactivated vaccine, which basically means that it doesn't contain any live virus in it, which is a really important point. So it actually has killed virus and it's weakened virus. So and that's an important point, because sometimes people may say, I don't know if you've experienced this, Lorraine, where people may say, oh, I don't want the flu vaccine this year because I had it last year and then I got the flu from the vaccine. And that's something we hear about very often, and it's very important that people realize that the flu vaccine literally cannot give you the flu, and that's because it doesn't contain any live virus in it. But the reason why some people may connect getting the flu when they get the vaccine is because the flu disease circulates mainly in winter, and that is also the time where we offer the vaccine. The vaccine does take 2 weeks before you develop the immunity from it, but at that time, it's very common in winter, we all kind of stay indoors more, we're in closer contact with each other, and we also have other viruses, rhinovirus, that, you know, the common cold, etc., that are circulating. So you may already have picked up a little bit of a bug and then got the flu vaccine and then thought the vaccine caused the disease, but it can't do that.
Yeah, okay. Oh, there was a cough then as well. And I suppose how can we reduce the spread of flu?
Yep, so the flu is very, very contagious. So it's really important. Obviously, the best way to reduce the spread of flu is through vaccination. Get your flu vaccine every year. Put a reminder in your phone calendar. This time of the year is the best time in which to get it. So get the flu vaccine every year. But other than that, there are also other things that you can do to protect yourself and others from getting the flu. An important thing to remember is, how is flu spread? It's usually spread when we cough and we sneeze. Little droplets come out and they can travel quite a distance. They can travel up to a meter. And they also can settle on, you know, doorknobs and door handles, tables, muscles and things like that. And these viruses can survive for quite a period of time on these surfaces. So it's really important if you are going to be, you know, coughing, sneezing, that you try and sneeze or cough into your elbow. And the reason that is important is because then you don't do it onto your hands, which especially with kids, as we know, everything goes into their mouth. So, you know, if they're going to be touching something, and then that's how you can and transmit it quite easily. The other next thing I'd probably remind everybody to do is wash your hands. It's really important. If you use a tissue, sneezing, coughing, just give your hands a quick wash of soap and water, and it's amazing how effective that is at reducing transmitting the disease.
Yeah, also remember reading somewhere that mobile phones, they're quite dirty as well.
They can be, and computer keyboards.
Yeah, and oh no, I've just realised I'm wearing headphones as well that someone else has been wearing. All right, I'm going to play a song while I wipe these headphones down. And you're listening to Health Matters, and we're talking flu vaccination and winter health. And this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio, and we're talking flu vaccination and winter health. And with me in the studio is Paley Holdsworth, the Program Officer with the Department of Health's Communicable Disease Control Team, and Lorraine Penny, Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer at East Metro Health Service, and me, Jeff Michael. And, well, this year, there's a new vaccine for people aged over 65. And what's special about this vaccine?
I think it just might be, you know, like specifically for 65, over 65-year-olds, just because their immune systems may be just a bit weaker. So I think they have made a stronger vaccine.
Yeah, Lorraine, you're exactly right. So we've got two brands of vaccine, and that's exactly as Lorraine said. It's to give you, as you, for those people who receive this vaccine, a stronger boost to your immune system, so you get better protected than with the other standard flu vaccines.
Okay, can people get this for free?
Yeah, I think...
Yes, they can. Most definitely, they can get it at their GP or any of the community services. Of course, your AMS will also be able to offer you that vaccine, as well as some pharmacies.
Yeah, now, we often hear these people on the internet saying, oh, the flu vaccine, it's not safe. But is it safe?
Most definitely, Jeff. It's a very safe vaccine. As I previously mentioned, you know, at the Department of Health, we do continuously survey or watch vaccines and do lots of studies into the safety and how efficient a vaccine or how effective a vaccine is. And what we found, for example, in the flu vaccine particularly, that around 93% of those who received the vaccine last year had no reaction. So that's quite a high percentage of them had absolutely no reactions. And then we also looked at the 7% who did have some reactions, and those were mainly what we call local reactions. So that means a reaction where the needle went in, which is usually your arm if you're an adult. And those reactions, some people had fever, a few people had a little bit of a rash, but most of the reactions were just a bit, maybe you can get a lump where the needle went in, or a little bit of redness. Sometimes you can also feel a bit warm as you touch it where you got the needle. And because this vaccine is administered into your muscle, you might find maybe for the day after you get the vaccine, your arms feeling a bit heavy, you know, like you might not be able to carry as many weights as you did at the gym, for example. Yeah. But that only should last for a day.
So no real risks?
No real risks. Yeah, it's a safe vaccine.
Okay, and yeah, I suppose if people weren't listening earlier on and kind of missed out on the bits that we did miss out or that got to earlier on but weren't listening, if that makes sense. Now, we kind of mentioned that it's different from a cold, but how is it different from a cold?
Most definitely, Jeff, as I said, you know, I get the flu vaccine every year. But I did myself quite a few years ago. I actually had the flu disease and I'll never forget it. As I said, you know, the flu is the most common notifiable vaccine preventable disease in Australia. A year on year, we see it's so much higher. We see, rates of people getting the flu compared to other diseases like whooping cough or, meningococcal disease. And if you've ever had the flu, you won't forget it. With a cold, you get a runny nose, a headache, and maybe a fever. With the flu, these symptoms are a lot more severe, and you will also find that you have strong fatigue. It feels like an extreme tiredness, like you just can't get off the couch. You also probably will feel quite weak, and you most definitely will have quite a fever with the flu.
Yeah, okay, and we kind of mentioned this earlier on in one of the earlier answers to the questions, but can I catch influenza from the flu vaccine?
No. It's not really that possible. I mean, you know, sometimes there is a possibility that you can get the flu after you've had the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the only thing is that, I mean, if that was possible, it would only be like a small flu, you know. It wouldn't be as bad as it would if you got the vaccine.
Yeah, okay, and yeah, basically going a bit earlier on there to when people might not have been listening, just tuned in, catching the end of it, who should get the flu vaccine just quickly?
Everyone, I would say, but you know, like most people at risk, pregnant, people that are pregnant, 65 years and older, Aboriginal people, and children. But I'll say everyone, just protects yourself and everyone else around you.
Yeah, and this is Health Matters here on Noongar Radio. Almost time for me to go for Health Matters. We're talking flu vaccination and winter health. And with me is Lorraine Penny, the Aboriginal Health Liaison Officer at East Metro Health Service, and Paley Holdsworth, Program Officer with the Department of Health's Communicable Disease Control Team. And suppose, yeah, where can I get vaccinated?
Oh, yeah, so there's a lot of different places out there you can get vaccinated. I mean, if you contact Derby Yerrigan Health Services, you know, they got a few, obviously, surgeries out there. Like, there's Maddington, Midland, Mirrabooka and East Perth. If not, I mean, there's community health teams that actually do it. And your local GP .
Okay, and I suppose what else should people be reminded of as far as flu vaccination and winter health goes? What reckon people should take home from listening to the program today? What do you reckon?
I think they should take home just the importance of, you know, the flu vaccination and also just vaccinations in general. I mean, it's there to prevent diseases or just prevent illnesses, and I suppose it's a lot better to prevent it than actually having to get and treat it. So it's the importance of protecting yourself and your family.
Yeah, and okay, and yeah, where can people find out more on this topic, flu vaccination and winter health? What is there a website that people can access?
Yes, most definitely. I mean, of course, you can speak to your immunization provider, your GP. Otherwise, you can go to the Healthy WA website, which is healthywa.wa.gov.au. That's all the information for WA specifically. Otherwise, there's also the Commonwealth website. It's immunize.health.gov.au.
Yeah, I suppose that's almost it for us for today. We've been talking flu vaccination and winter health here on Health Matters, and we'll be back again next fortnight. And thanks again to Lorraine and Paley for talking flu vaccination today.
Thank you.
Thank you.